Kid News fans, did you know there's a way to hear the news without hearing ads? Parents and teachers can subscribe to Starglow Plus on Apple Podcasts to not only ditch the commercials, but also unlock access to future bonus episodes and other exclusives from the Starglow Media Network. That means ad-free listening of Kid News every weekday, plus ad-free episodes of Mysteries About True Histories for riddle-obsessed adventurers, Girl Tales for a fun spin on fairy tales, Musicland Stories to help young music lovers catch the beat, and audiobooks adapted for young listeners with classic titles, including Little Women and Moby Dick. Visit starglowmedia.com/subscribe to sign up for Starglow Plus on Apple Podcasts or wherever you like to listen. That's starglowmedia.com/subscribe.
Good morning and welcome to Kid News. I'm Kevin. Today is Monday, April 29th, 2024. And we begin with a chance that the little green men we've all envisioned paying us a visit are more likely purple. Research from Cornell University suggests that other cosmic worlds aren't as green as ours because while plants on Earth use green pigmented chlorophyll to harness sunlight, create energy, and release oxygen, some planets, especially cold ones, likely use a different method. Specifically, one involving a bacteria called retinol that is distinctly purple. If so, the extraterrestrial landscape and its alien life forms would be a lovely shade of lavender. The study's authors are creating a database of what otherworldly life may look like, so no signs get overlooked. And purple, they say, may just be the new green. It was a tough weekend of weather in the nation's heartland, and the unsettled weather is expected to last through today. Nebraska and Oklahoma were hardest hit by a tornado swarm, while heavy rain and hail fell from Missouri to Texas yesterday. Today is all about the cleanup. Footage shown on CNN shows intense damage and widespread debris. In all, there were nearly 100 reports of twisters across six states. One of them reportedly had winds topping 135 miles an hour. Southwest Airlines may soon change its pick-a-seat-any-seat policy. Last week, after the carrier reported disappointing first-quarter earnings, CEO Bob Jordan floated the possibility that the famous seating free-for-all could be on the chopping block. Other airlines make a ton of money charging extra to reserve more legroom and for seats on the window or aisle. And now Southwest may too. One thing the low-cost carrier is apparently not budging on? Free checked bags. Those, one company exec told CNBC, are here to stay. As we reported last week, billions of cicadas are surfacing and making a ton of noise. For sure, they're pesky and a little gross, but they may also be quite tasty. The Café Bug Appétit inside the Audubon Insectarium, located in the French Quarter of New Orleans, is trying to get clearance to put those little buggers on their edible insect menu. When toasted, cicadas reportedly taste like roasted nuts. Some of the culinary possibilities: cicada salad with apples and a blueberry vinaigrette, or fried cicadas with Creole mustard and soy sauce. This isn't the first time cicadas have made it to the dinner table. They've appeared on a smattering of menus and in cookbooks, including titles like Cicadalicious from the University of Maryland in 2004. It could have been a catastrophe. Galena is a friendly feline from Utah who loves playing in boxes. So, when her humans packed up a bunch of shoes to send back to Amazon, Galena happily climbed inside. Unaware, Carrie and Matt Clark sealed and shipped the box, then spent 6 days searching for their suddenly missing cat, all while Galena was bumping her way to a warehouse 650 miles away in Los Angeles. As surprised as anyone, Amazon worker Brandy, who unboxed the shoes, and Galena on arrival. The cat was checked out at a local vet, scanned for a microchip, and soon reunited with the Clarks. Aside from being a bit dehydrated from nearly a week without water or food, she's in fine shape, and the Clark family is now singing the praises of microchipping and the virtue of double-checking your Amazon returns for stowaways. Still to come, a peel-and-eat candy goes TikTok viral, forcing one major U.S. store to limit sales. But first, we want to wish a big happy 8th birthday to Benny Bergener of Nashville, Tennessee. Benny, your mom, dad, and Charlotte love you and can't wait to celebrate your special day. You're a great friend, son, brother, and teammate. Have fun celebrating with all the Tigers in Miss Franklin's class at USN. Now, today's quiz. Researchers at Cornell University believe some extraterrestrial life may lean towards what color? Purple. Which airline may soon do away with its open seating policy? Southwest. When cooked, cicadas reportedly taste like what? Toasted nuts. A cat from Utah spent how many days in transit in an Amazon return box? 6. In today's Kid News Kicker, we all peel fruit, but how many of us peel candy? Thanks to TikTok, a surprising number, and now Walgreens can't keep one of its newest snacks in stock. It's called Gummy Mango. Comes in a bag and costs $1.99. In videos, fans peel the outer layer, eat the inner, then pop in the skin and debate which tastes better. The candy is now so popular, the store had to limit purchases to a bag a person. And while the gummies aren't organic, the popularity apparently is. Walgreens told CNN that it took off on its own. No paid influencers were involved. And soon, Gummy Mango will have a fruity mate. Next month, the store will roll out a new peelable flavor, banana. Thanks again to the Bergener family of Nashville, Tennessee for sponsoring today's quiz. Happy birthday, Benny, and hello to all his fellow Tigers at USN. And shout-outs to our other Kid News classrooms, including Mrs. Ferguson and her ferocious bobcats at St. Joseph's School in Evansville, Indiana. Mrs. Neely and her cougars at Governor Bent in Albuquerque, New Mexico. And Mrs. Moore and her cool cardinals at Holy Family St. Mary's in Grand Forks, North Dakota. Thanks for listening. Please rate and review Kid News wherever you get your podcasts. And we'll see you back here for more Kid News tomorrow morning.